WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Arc. Ever find yourself caught in a down spiral? You know that feeling, right? Like the world's conspiring against you, and every little thing just keeps piling on. Well, guess what? We've all been there. Life throws curveballs, it tests our limits, and sometimes it feels like we're constantly fighting an uphill battle. But here's the thing. Amidst all that chaos, staying positive isn't some cheesy self-help mantra, it's a superpower. It's about choosing how you react to the punches life throws your way. And today, we're diving deep into how to cultivate that inner strength and positivity, even when adversity feels like it's got you in its grip. So, buckle up. We're about to explore 5 powerful strategies that can help you not just survive, but actually thrive during tough times. First things first. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. It's like trying to hold back a wave that's only going to crash harder eventually. Embrace those negative emotions, allow yourself to feel them, and then let them go. Recognize that they are temporary and they don't define you. Think of it like this. We all have these emotional waves, right? They ebb and flow. It's natural. The key is learning to surf those waves instead of getting swept away by them. Second up, shift your perspective. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Logan. But trust me on this one. Sometimes, all it takes is a little mental reframing to turn a negative situation into a learning opportunity. Look for the silver linings, even in the darkest of clouds. Maybe that tough project taught you valuable new skills. Maybe that unexpected setback led you down a completely different and ultimately better path. Number 3. Cultivate gratitude. Sounds cliche, right? But seriously, focusing on what you're thankful for can work wonders for your mindset. Think about all the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny day. Write them down, tell someone about them, or simply take a moment each day to appreciate them. It's like hitting the refresh button on your soul. Next up, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. Get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. You can't pour from an empty cup, folks. And finally, number 5. Surround yourself with positive people. Remember, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Choose wisely. Surround yourself with individuals who uplift you, encourage you, and support your growth. Their energy will be contagious, and they'll help you stay grounded even when things get tough. Okay, let's bring it home with a real-life example. Imagine this. You're prepping for a big presentation at work, but then disaster strikes, your laptop crashes, you lose all your slides, and you've got only an hour before you go live. What happens next? Do you spiral into panic mode, throwing your hands up in defeat? Or do you take a deep breath, remember those 5 strategies we just talked about, and adapt? You acknowledge the stress, but don't let it consume you. You shift your perspective. Maybe this is a chance to think outside the box and deliver a more impromptu, engaging presentation. You practice gratitude for the skills you have that can help you navigate this unexpected challenge. You prioritize self-care by taking a few moments to center yourself, clear your head, and refocus. And finally, you reach out to a supportive colleague for backup and encouragement. See? Even in the face of adversity, positivity isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. It's about choosing how we respond to it. It's about finding strength within ourselves, learning from challenges, and using them as fuel to grow. Remember, you've got this. So, that brings us to the end of today's episode. I want to leave you with a challenge. Pick one strategy from our conversation, any one that resonates with you, and commit to implementing it in your life this week. Share your experience with me on social media using #TheBalancedStoic. And remember, even when life throws its curveballs, staying positive isn't about wishful thinking, it's about choosing resilience. It's about rising above the noise and embracing the power within you to create a more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep striving for balance, keep cultivating that inner strength, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.